Hello, hello, party people. It is your boy, Diddly Lang Cheng, Qiming Dennis, Song Shui Pao, Minasawa, Otoni, Toshimata. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news.
And what did you want to name this episode tonight of My Teacher, My
Crazy
Son?
Crazy for Shows.
Crazy for Shows.
Wow, you're so professional. I love it.
How many times since our last show do you think you've asked me to do a show?
Well, this woman has been doing shows with so many other people, but not with me. And I've been asking her to do shows with me, and she says, another time, Karen.
Karen, just so you know, I have not recorded a show. The one I was supposed to do tonight, we're postponing.
Yeah, I don't really care. So you're still not
you're my spring break, dude. We're like the spring break series.
Oh!
Do you want to tell everyone what time it is right now?
It is 2:25 a.m. Boom!
Yeah, we're having kind of a really fun staycation spring break. And what do we want to talk about?
We're going to talk about a lot of things.
So, why did you want to call it Crazy for Show?
Because, I don't know. It just came in my head. I'm a really creative person. I'm a really creative guy. Once you get to know me, you know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. I really believe that. What are your thoughts on that, Mom?
I agree, actually.
Yeah.
And your energy level compared to mine?
Ooh!
I don't usually stay up this late. Okay.
What?
I want this to be... So what do you think you're teaching me today?
I think I've taught her a lot. I had fencing today.
I know.
I think it went pretty good. I taught her a lot of things. I taught her some life lessons. Like, don't... Yeah. Yeah, life lessons. And I've taught you a lot of things. And I think I wear you down sometimes.
Yeah. But I mean, I had so much energy earlier today, and I was so, well, not today, it was yesterday. I was so silly, but then I...
No, you were silly today.
I know.
But she lost that after she was talking to a patient.
Well, you notice that sometimes I come out of the room and I have...
So she was like this before she was doing the patient. She was like, hey! And then when she walked out of the room, she was like, hi, Karen. I'm your mom now.
Wait, that might be fun. Like, tell people what it's like having a mom as a psychiatrist. I mean, you just said it, right?
She has some interesting moments, we'll say. Yeah. Sometimes she can be really silly, and sometimes she can be really boring.
Yeah, and right now, yeah. Am I being flexible or not flexible doing the show at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you are.
And, okay, so... One of the biggest things, do you think you're going to have kids someday?
Probably not, because marriage is a scam.
Oh, my Lord. I'm not launching this show, just so
you know. What the? No, yeah, you are.
No,
she's launching this. She's lying. It's a 5-minute show. It's going to be real good, all cool and stuff. Wow.
Okay, so why did we already discuss this in another episode?
Well, yeah, but you brought it up.
People do get married and have happy, successful. Just
yeah, well, you never
I'm a single mom, so, you know, Karen, there's other people listening that have really happy, successful marriages.
Oh, well, hi.
And in another episode, you thought it was just a bad business deal.
But if it doesn't work out.
I know. You've got your... So one of the things that's important is that I like making sure that Karen's a free thinker.
Free thinker, yes.
And we're back. So basically, this one, because you like to say this lady,
this one over here,
had so much energy.
No, stop!
That he accidentally broke a glass.
I did. I accidentally
during the show. But wait, though, how do you think I'm handling it as a mom?
You're handling it great. Anyway,
exactly. Okay, we have a broken glass on set, everyone. Stop, drop, and roll. Okay.
And this is a really great show. I didn't break the glass. I've differented its picture. Now it looks different from every glass. Now it's a different crayon in the box.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh my gosh, it really broke.
It's like different now.
Jesus.
I made it stand out in the crowd of the glasses.
Okay. So I think one of the things that's really important.
I think we're
going to
be done right as I hit 5 minutes.
No, we're going to finish this up with being flexible. I think one thing I had no idea while we were recording this show at almost 3 in the morning that this one over here, this young man, teenager now. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, I'm 13, by the way. Forgot to tell you.
He's got a lot of energy. And he, you know, I have to tell you, one thing that I've noticed is that he's really teaching me that the more quality time I spend with him,
the more closer we get.
It's the truth.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
It's been your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chiming Dennis, Sung Choi Pao, Minasa Wa, O Tony, Toshi Mata. Catch you later. As they say, my pickup line, they call me Kieran, but you can call me anytime.
Bye, everyone.
This music's really good.